And even as you were talking, and someone today said to me, you're not a black and white thinker. And she said, I think that's what I appreciate, is you really see in the gray and all that kind of stuff. And I said, no, it just hit me. I can see the hard and the difficult, and yet I can see the blessings. And when they come together, hello, that's exactly like a sunset. It's when the light of the day and the dark meet and they provide color. I don't see the world as when our black and white thinking come together and it creates gray. I see when our light and our dark come together and we have a beautiful sunset, we have a blessing. And that's what I'm chasing every day, is chasing the blessing, chasing that togetherness. And so as I share about my miracles, I usually do it and talk about how every day is another sunset. It's another gift. And every moment that we get to cherish that is a miracle. Welcome to the It's a Miracle podcast. I'm Amanda Farron, and I'm a walking miracle. I've lived more than 1,000 days beyond what my terminal diagnosis would have predicted, and done so with more life and joy than a doctor's prognosis would have said was possible. I have found hope living out everyday moments and seen that each day is a blessing and every sunset is an unpromised gift. I believe your life is also a miracle, and I'm just here to hold up a mirror to help you see it. We're all miracle stories. Hey everyone, I'm excited to share this episode with you today as part of the It's a Miracle Conversations, interviews I've had with people who have made an impact on my miracle story. Today we're talking with Stephanie Nelson. She's a New York Times bestselling author, she has a podcast, and she's perhaps best known as the Coupon Mom, the one who started that revolution and was on Oprah's Favorite Things and used to be a regular guest on morning talk shows. And she really changed the game for women, not just in the way that they approach their finances and their grocery shopping, but by empowering women to imagine more for their family and their own lives. In fact, her most recent book, Imagine More, does just that. And that's what she's done for me as well. Stephanie is the kind of person who puts helium into the balloons of your dreams so that you soar, so that you rise to more. And I'm just so, so grateful for how she has impacted my life. I met Stephanie when we both attended a retreat at the Oaks in San Diego, California. We both thought that we were going there for our friend Bob Goff, but the truth is, I think I was meant to meet Stephanie. She's changed my life and become a personal friend and a mentor, and I'm so excited to share this conversation with you. I hope that by listening, you'll be inspired to imagine more for your life as well. Here we go.
Amanda is a hope enthusiast. This is her vocation. She's actually a writer. She's a speaker. She is an author. She has her first book is coming out May 15th. We're going to talk about that. She just received an award from the organization Women of Impact in Los Angeles. She was recognized as a woman of impact, and you'll understand why after you've talked to her. She has inspired me over the almost three years that I've known you, Amanda. When I met Amanda almost 3 years ago, she has a very difficult illness, and she had been told by her doctors that she didn't have a very long time to live. And when I met her, she had already outlived their prediction. Amanda's Instagram says, "They told me I would die, but I chose to live." And so at that point, Amanda decided, I'm going to let her tell you about it, but she just decided to live a life that was extremely intentional and to take advantage of every day that she had, because she didn't know how many days she had. And we are here now, almost 3 years later, and I have had a front row seat to Amanda's hope-filled life. And what she has shown all of us is how we can all live every day too. I have friends who've never met Amanda who follow Amanda on Instagram, and we are all so uplifted by her story. She says she has long posts. I would say she is a beautiful essayist. And you should follow her on social media because she writes so beautifully and eloquently. And I'm going to stop talking because Amanda's here. Amanda, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us again. It's great to see you.
Thank you. It's so great to see you. I feel so blessed to think back over the journey of the last 3 years that we've been on. And I just celebrated a birthday last week, and I had this special crown made that said, "Not dead yet," on the top of it, which is a little bit irreverent. But if you spend much time around me, you'll know that I've heard every doctor's bad report, and I've chosen to live in spite of it. And so I say, it is true. In fact, I do have a terminal diagnosis, but I don't have a hopeless prognosis. I have been given the opportunity to live every day for the gift that it is. And I think back over the 1,000+ days that have been unpromised. And I can say I have appreciated most every sunset. And I have walked more miles than I can count, even though I have been told after in the span of the 3.5 years since I was first told that I would die, I've broken 25 bones and exciting ones, like both hips, both femurs, both knees, a humerus, you name it. But in the midst of that, I've been told time after time, "Well, this is it," or "You won't walk again. Surely you won't recover from this." And even about a year and a half ago, when I broke my pelvis and they wanted to insurance scored my life, essentially, when they take account of your conditions and the recovery time that is expected, insurance scored my life that the only thing that they would release me to was hospice because I wasn't. The money to put me into rehab or anything else wasn't worth it to them. And so the day that they wanted to transfer me over after explaining to me that I'd be sharing a room with an 87-year-old person on oxygen and all the things, not that there's anything wrong with that, but I at the time was 34 and wasn't ready for that transition of life. So I signed out of the doctors in California, hopped in my, well, I didn't hop because I couldn't move, but I got into my car and I drove to Colorado and I spent the next couple of months recovering. And I say all of that because amidst all of the challenges and all the you can't make it up stories of the last couple, 2, 3 years of my life, what I have found is that we can look at circumstances and be paralyzed by them. And there have been many times over the past 3.5+ years that I have looked at my future and thought, if it's not guaranteed, then I have to just live in the moment. And I think for a lot of the time that you've known me, Stephanie, I've talked about like, "Oh, I'd love to do, a podcast. I'd love to write a book. I'd love to do all these things." And then the next bone breaks, or the next infection comes, and it becomes much more about survival mode. And trust me, I've learned how to survive really well. I think any doctor would say, and they often do, that they have no idea why I'm still around. But just recently, even in the past few months, I've really tried to shift my focus from a future that's uncertain to building a legacy that will outlast whether I have a day left or 1,000 more days left. And so a lot of what I want to encourage people with now, and that's, I think, the beauty of living each day and all the days, is that what I thought was one story about a broken bone is really not the story. It's a chapter in the story. And so now, over the past weeks and months and years, I've built story chapter after chapter after chapter, into what is now not just a miracle moment or a really great day, but now I have a miracle story, and that's my story to tell. And if you had asked me 3.5 years ago what a miracle would look like, I wouldn't necessarily have said, I think I'm going to have this miraculous healing. I was just preparing to live every day, and I wasn't looking for the miracle. But now I get to step back and say, by living every single day, I have lived the miracle. I have lived my miracle story. And so I get to just add to it. And for however many days I have left, that's the gift that I have been given. And I hope by sharing that hope, I can give that gift to others.
And you do. I'm sitting here. I wouldn't dare interrupt Amanda because these are words that I just hang on to because this is how we are all called to live. We're either worrying about the past or we're worrying about the future and we're missing the moment. I mean, everything you read is, why are we doing that? This God says, you know, I am with you. I'm with you right now. And we have the hope of heaven for sure. But why are we here? I don't know why we're here, but we know, I believe there's a reason we're each here. And we get to discover it each day. And nearly 3 years after meeting you, we're having this conversation. You're talking about your miracle story. Now, when I first met you, I'll never forget something you said, which was that the doctors explained to Amanda, you know, if someone says you're likely to die soon, you kind of want to know what that looks like. You know, what does that mean? And the doctor told you, well, most likely your heart will stop while you're asleep. So you'll die in your sleep. So Amanda said to me, every morning when I wake up, I woke up. It's another day. God gave me another day. And I read something similar to that in a book that I read by a woman who was a cancer survivor. And she said, after she had survived cancer, she said, every day when she opened her eyes, she said, wow, I have another day. It's about being grateful, not just gratitude. Gratitude is, I'm thankful for this very specific thing. Gratefulness is just being grateful because we opened up our eyes in the morning.
I love that.
And after you said that, you know what I try to do, Amanda, when I open my eyes in the morning, I look around my bedroom and I try to say, God, thank you for another day. Just that. You know, do we deserve that? No, but obviously we're here. He must care about me being here and impacting someone or something. I don't know what the purpose is, but let me keep my eyes open. You said, look up. Look up, look past your circumstances, you know. So when I'm sitting here, and I, like I said to you, I've had the privilege of a front row seat to your life for the past nearly 3 years. I've learned so much. She is kind of sugarcoating it because I do know Amanda has gone through incredibly hard times over and over and over again. Amanda, how often do you go to the hospital for a transfusion?
Usually about 2 times a week, and
Right.
I generally am admitted. Actually, I got out this morning. It was just a quick overnight stay, as I like to call them, in my special room in the back of Hoag Hospital. So yeah.
And she looks beautiful, by the way. So you have simply accepted that that is your life. I haven't really, and I've had a lot of conversations with Amanda. I don't hear self-pity. I haven't heard self-pity. I hear this hope and this gratitude. Although, come on, you'll be honest and say it's a hard day. It's a hard week. You experience a lot of pain. But what do you say when people say, you know, Amanda, you've had, you say nearly 1,000 sunsets. I love it. I love to
Oh,
look at it
and
that
I
way.
love that you're tying this in. Anyways, go ahead. Yeah.
No, so
No.
go from there. I mean, you're talking about the whole idea of your book. Now, when I first met Amanda at a speaker's workshop, I think, and that's you're also talking about writing books. And Amanda didn't feel she had enough time to write a book.
I really just wanted to meet Bob Goff.
Yeah, so did I. We were
Just
just faking it.
came over.
We were really just Bob Goff fans acting like we were really interested in some big career because he was teaching the class. I don't know why I was there, but I've had this great friendship with Amanda ever since. So I think I know why I was there. But you walked away and you thought, you know, you have a great story. How in the world would you have enough time to share it? And now here we are. You have a podcast. You have a book coming out. You have won an award. You have a program called It's a Miracle. I love it with the stickers.
Oh,
So
yeah.
I'm going to be quiet and I want you to walk us through all the cool ways to get inspiration and hope from Amanda?
Well, first of all, thank you. And I do joke that I thought I was going to meet Bob Goff at that retreat, but I think I was really going to meet Stephanie Nelson.
No.
And that'd be like, God, that we never know, you know. But you, I just want to say again, well, she's my mentor, she's my friend, she's this, she's that. But you truly, there are no words for the way that you sew into people, that you are like the little helium inside balloons lifting people's dreams. And I think it's amazing. I look back and you were there for a speaker's workshop, but it, same thing. You went home and did all the things way faster than I did, but you wrote an incredible book and started, you know, redoubling down on this inspiration that you had been to women, you know, years back. And now I just feel like you are holding this mirror up to people of what they can see in themselves by sharing your story. And really what you're reflecting is not just your story, but God in your story and God directing your story. And so it has been the joy of one of the greatest joys of my last 3 years has been knowing you. So I
just she makes me weep. But Amanda, thank you so much for that. But see, that's the beauty of friendship. Is like Amanda and I have never even lived in the same city. Now we've been together. We've gotten together a few times. But I came back from, you know, I've been to a couple of Bob Goff workshops, and I've had most of the people I met on Bob Goff workshops on this podcast. And it's always so exciting when I get to read someone's book and you really get to know them, and then you have a conversation and people are so passionate about what they're doing. And I finished a podcast last week and I came down to the kitchen. I always tell my husband all about it afterwards. And Dave looked at me and he said, honey, you have found your people.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? I say everyone should go to Bob Goff Workshop because you're going to meet some really neat people there in addition to Bob. But one of the things I also say, which I say to everyone, is you should write your book. Well, you don't have to sell this. I mean, but you everyone should write their story, write their book, because we all have life lessons and we all have people in our life who we love, who we would like to have those lessons in writing after we're gone, like our children. If you don't have children, maybe your siblings or friends. But if you write your story, then if you read someone else's story, now you really know who they are.
Right.
And so that's the beauty to me of this podcast. I've talked to 75 people. Most of them have written books. They've let me into their heart. I have learned their story, but I've also learned their lessons. And yeah, then you get to talk to them. I feel like the world would be a better place if everyone wrote a book, and if we all read each other's books, then we would all understand each other and we wouldn't be so crazy,
yeah,
I think. But I tell everyone, write your book. I want to read your book.
Well, isn't there that quote that is, once you know somebody's story, it's impossible not to love them, or something like that? But I think that whether that's exactly the quote or not, I think that that's so true. That's what, you know, like that so speaks to what you're saying of, once you know the why behind the person, they become a person. You know, we,
right,
in our world, it's so easy, whether it's just they're a face on social media, or their opinion, or, you know, anything, their color, they're anything. Once you know their story, they become a soul. They become this life that God has breathed into and that has given them steps to walk out. And how do you not love someone in that?
How do you not have compassion for each other when you know the hard stuff? I say, okay, social media, we might present a curated story. Or to the world, we might present a curated story. It's kind of the backstory. Who are you going to let in to know your backstory? And if we could gradually let each other know each other's backstory, yeah, it's hard to dislike someone when you can have compassion for their humanity, right? We're all just human. Our pastor said something last Sunday that really struck me. And he was talking about unity.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, we may not see eye to eye, but we can all stand shoulder to shoulder. And I think that's what you're talking about. If, how can you not like someone if you know their story, if you know their backstory?
I would like to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Podcast Like a Mother. The Podcast Like a Mother podcast creation course is all about teaching you how to make podcasting work for your life. Podcasting should be easy, fun, and created right from your cell phone so that you aren't stuck behind a desk all day. It's time for you to leave your legacy and capture your miracle stories because you are here for a reason, to use your voice and inspire others. Head to the show notes to learn more.
So I got off on a tangent, Amanda, because I want to get back to your story.
My story. I loved when you talked about how I do share the hard and the difficult, because I think in everything that I am, people often say, oh, I just admire your vulnerability and you're so authentic. And I don't know, maybe that's why I write so many words or I say so many things, is I just don't know how not to be. It's just like, I don't share everything in every context, but I do talk about the difficult because I think that it's so important to me to talk about the difficult in order to remind people that, yeah, we can have a really terrible day. And then, you know, yesterday there was some challenging aspects of the day. And I was actually recording a voice memo and I was walking along this path that I walk in Laguna Beach, probably multiple times a week, seeing the sunsets that I talk about all the time. And all of a sudden on my sunset walk, I cut off my voice memo because I said, oh my goodness, there are more dolphins than I can even count. Okay. And I looked out and 100, not even 100 feet, like maybe 50 feet from the waterline, there was just dolphins and dolphins. I'm doing the little motion that nobody can see as I talk on a podcast, but it was incredible. And I was thinking, not only did I get to see another sunset, but this is a sunset unlike any other sunset. And even though there were challenges today that were unlike any challenges I've had, and even as you were talking, and someone today said to me, you're not a black and white thinker. And she said, I think that's what I appreciate, is you really see in the gray and all that kind of stuff. And I said, no, it just hit me. I can see the hard and the difficult, and yet I can see the blessings. And when they come together, hello, that's exactly like a sunset. It's when the light of the day and the dark meet and they provide color. I don't see the world as when our black and white thinking come together and it creates gray. I see when our light and our dark come together and we have a beautiful sunset, we have a blessing. And that's what I'm chasing every day, is chasing the blessing, chasing that togetherness. And so as I share about my miracles, I usually do it and talk about how every day is another sunset. It's another gift. And every moment that we get to cherish that is a miracle. And so I do look forward to just sharing more of that through, I am launching a podcast, and that's something, again, I've talked about, and it's going to be basically talking about miracles. And I know that a lot of us have different definitions of what a miracle is. And in the actual definition of a miracle, it's a unique circumstance that we couldn't create or manufacture, is one of my favorite definitions. And when you put it in the context of, you know, faith, which I know that we both come, that's very important to us and it guides our life. And so when I look at it from that standpoint, it's the things that we couldn't create or the unique circumstances given to us by our creator, by God. And in that sense, every day is a miracle. And so rather than look for that one miraculous moment, that one healing, and hold our hope on a healing, I know that my healing personally, I believe, is guaranteed in heaven. I may see it here on earth, or I may experience levels of it here on earth, but I'm not living for my promise here on earth. I'm living for my hope of heaven. And so in the midst of it, I just get to see God work. You know, my pastor was talking several months ago about how miracles are for earth. There won't be miracles in heaven. The work is finished in heaven. And so if we're going to live for miracles, if we're going to see miracles, we need to be here because we still have that work to do. We still have that gift of God to experience. We still have things to pray for. And so I believe that that's our gift to have, and it's our blessing to walk in.
Did you hear that? I hope you're going to listen to this podcast twice because you absolutely cannot. As I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, God, can I just remember what Amanda is saying every day? Can I just approach each day with this whole thing, like just live today and just be so thankful. And when our head is in today, like call it mindfulness, we see more. You saw those dolphins because you were paying attention. You noticed the sunset. So many things, at least I'll speak for myself, I don't even notice because I'm so in my head worrying about something or planning something or trying to figure something out. Instead of just saying, stop the noise, just look around.
Yeah.
And generally speaking, when I say stop the noise and look around, there is something nice that happens.
Yeah.
You know, there is something nice that happens. And it's like, wow, I would have missed that. So your podcast is going to be, is it going to be every week? Is it going to be, and are you interviewing people? Are you just sharing stories? Or have you figured out the format and how long is it going to be? I'm a podcaster. I want to know all these things.
Me, all the above. So one of the things that I am a person that wants to have everything in a nice, pretty package before I move forward. And I have been blessed with a group of people recently that have kind of rallied around me. They've named themselves either It's a Miracle Minions or Amanda's Task Force. But basically, they're people that I've never met, but have been inspired by my story. And it's this amazing group that gets on Zoom, and there are people that have heard me on different coaching calls or have heard my podcast. And this gal that we started meeting 3 weeks ago, and she had my trailer up last week. I mean, it's people that are saying, I hear you talking about it, but know that I do have limitations. I don't have limitations on hope, but like sometimes my brain doesn't work so well. And you know, there's just technology is a struggle for me. And so it's basically taking down the barriers that have really kept me from getting my story out. Like, okay, I have this book and it's written. And back in January, our church was doing a 21-day fast to kind of kick off the year. And because of some of my medical complications, I'm not able to fast food or whatever. I'm hardly able to eat, so it wouldn't really make sense for me to fast. And so I was standing in at church and thinking through and just kind of feeling like, oh, I can't participate. I feel bad, whatever. And our church had also kicked off, in addition to a 21-day fast for the month of January, they were inviting the diehard people to do a 31-day shred and read the Bible in 31 days. And so they were already in the midst of that. And I was like, oh, I'm not gonna do that. I just feel like that's so religious and whatever. And, you know, like give every excuse for why that wasn't applicable to me. And I felt like standing at church that weekend to the new year when I hadn't started anything and we were going into this fast and I was just unsure. I felt like the Lord told me that I was going to read the Bible in 21 days, and I was also going to finish my book by the end of it. And wouldn't you know that in 20 days, I had read the Bible cover to cover and finished my book. And it
Wow.
was those like Jesus makes the impossible possible kind of moments. So it just kind of sat there for a month, and I was like, okay, well, I did it, you know, like, and in talking on a coaching call, I kind of brought that up, and I was talking about how I had broken my humerus and I was never supposed to really be able to move it. And I had gotten to the point within a month when they were going to decide if they needed to do surgery to repair it or not. I actually walked into the office and said, well, not only can I move it, but I started my own physical therapy regimen 2 days after I broke it. And I can actually do a side plank for the first time in my life. Which I'm not a yogi and I can't do anything with strength, except now I can because
Wow.
I knew that I always have this belief that I can be limited. I can listen to doctors, but if I do, who is that serving? You know, it's going to make me miserable. It's going to limit me. And so instead, I get to be inspired by the moments that they say you can't do it. And I get to be my dig my heels in, when I was 5 years old, and they called it, oh, isn't she strong-willed? Now it's will of steel, and I will defy your odds. I will, through God's help, see him make the impossible possible. So.
People. Okay, so I've watched this. So I'm old enough to be Amanda's mother. And there have been many times where Amanda's like texted me or called me and said, I'm thinking of doing this. What do you think? And I'm like, no way, you can't do that. Oh my gosh, Amanda, no, we want to put you in bubble wrap and don't go anywhere. You can't. And then, she's sweet and she's polite. Okay, don't say it like that, but that's how I feel. And I'm like, well, Amanda. And next thing you know, I'm watching videos on Instagram of Amanda doing amazing, wonderful things. And guess what? Everything was fine. Nothing was worse. Nothing was worse. I have watched, oh, let's see, that whole thing I just described to you, that whole little cycle, I'm going to say 20 times in the time I've known Amanda. How many things have we all missed because we said it was either too scary or too dangerous or too expensive or too inconvenient? Or whatever. What have we missed? If the
Well, we
woman with a broken bone can do it, folks, I think we can probably be a little more adventurous because there's something on the other side of that. I'm not sure what it is. So I was telling Amanda recently, I just volunteered to do something next summer that is so outside my comfort zone. But because I recognized it was outside of my comfort zone, I just decided to do it. I'm just
yeah.
going to do it. And you know what? I'm sure it'll be great. But that doesn't mean I'm not a little bit nervous. I'm not a little bit scared. I'll be honest, I was pretty nervous flying across the country to go to some Bob Goff workshop. I didn't know a single person there. I never met Bob Goff. It was across the country. There might have been 500 people there. I had no idea. Well, there were 25 people, and Amanda was one of them. So you just never know. So, Amanda, you inspire bravery. You inspire incredible bravery. If we could all take just a little bit of that. I think it would be amazing. God can do the impossible. Well, at least you're letting him.
Yeah. And that's what the book is about. It's all those miracle stories. It's all the times that I texted you and I'm like, I don't really know how this is all gonna happen. Or, they say a hyperbaric chamber is what I need to save my life. And it would be really helpful if I didn't have to fly across the country for treatments. Okay, let's watch a whole community help me get a chamber. And so now every morning when I wake up, I didn't say this 3 years ago because I had not lived this part of my story, but now every morning when I wake up, not only is it a miracle that I wake up, but every morning I wake up in a hyperbaric chamber that is a miracle chamber that's not only saved my life, but all the people that gave to it and the doctor from Florida that brought it across the country and all of those miracle stories are now part of my story. And I wake up and I can't help but know that miracles happen because I'm waking up in one.
Oh, I love that. Ah, well, Amanda, thank you so much for giving us like an update on this is one chapter in the whole story. I want to make sure everyone knows that your podcast starts April 1st. We're going to look for your book May 15th. We'll be talking about that when it comes out. And April 15th, something else is coming up. You were talking about
Yes.
leave us with that. What's happening April 15th?
So at the beginning of 2024, I decided that I was going to, because I walk and walk and walk, and every step is a miracle because they told me I would never walk again. And so I calculated the number of steps that it would take to walk across the country. Now, I can't actually walk across the country because I don't like going anywhere that's below 60 degrees. So there's a lot of states that are off the table. So instead, I'm just walking the amount of miles in a year that it would take to walk across the country. And through the process of this group of people coming together to help me get my message out, I really saw the power in putting our dreams and our belief in miracles together. And so leading up to releasing this book, but even more so than that, creating this idea, and I have a sticker project that talks about miracles. My podcast talks about miracles. And what I really want people to walk away from is that their life is a miracle story. And so from April 15th to May 15th, I'm inviting everyone to start walking towards a miracle. For me, it's at the end of it is the miracle book that never should have come out. But for you, there might be something else that you're believing for. Or maybe, just maybe, walking along the way, you'll come across a miracle story, or you, in the midst of a walk, can tell someone if you're walking and you're wearing, I have shirts for sale that say walking miracle and that have the it's a miracle message on it. And maybe someone like your Hope sweatshirt will see a shirt that says, well, what does walking miracle mean? And you can say, I'm a walking miracle and I'm walking towards a miracle. And so I hope by the end of May 15th, we will collectively have walked enough miles to walk across the country. Hey, God can do crazy things. Maybe we'll have walked enough miles to walk across the world. But I believe this message of hope can carry across the country. It can carry across the world, and we can all be bringers of our miracle story and change the world.
Oh my gosh, I love that. I'm getting a shirt and I love to walk, so I have to do the math on how many miles I can contribute in this month. Okay, and I'm a little bit obsessive. So, Amanda, I think I'm gonna I'm okay.
I think we're gonna make it a competition. So maybe you gotta gamify everything these days. So
Yeah, and I'm getting my friends in on this 'cause I love to walk with friends. So good. We're gonna get and okay. And we're all going to be wearing these t-shirts. How much fun. Look at this. This woman makes everything fun. Amanda, thank you so much. Thank you for coming on the podcast. Thank you for being my friend. And
thank you.
thank you for sharing your story with everyone. I'm so excited to see what happens with your podcast, with your book, and with this very fun Walking Toward a Miracle project and seeing what's next.
Thank you for joining me for another episode. If you've enjoyed the show, please subscribe on your favorite platform and consider leaving a review. It really does help this show get seen and heard by more people. If you want to stay up to date with the Miracle Movement, please follow me on Instagram at Amanda_Farron or join the It's a Miracle Facebook group. All the links will be in the show notes. Keep looking for the miracle moments in your life, and I'll see you next time.